Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In 1 Kings chapter 16, verses 25 and 26, we read, Omri did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and did more evil than all who were before him. For he walked in all the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in the sins that he made Israel to sin, provoking the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger by their idols. Why do you think that history will not repeat itself? Kings who ignore God and live for themselves destroy the nations they serve. It is a consistent pattern that can be easily seen. Yet time and time again, the king begins to reign, inhales the opiate of the lying praises of the people, and puts himself against God and his plans and his purposes. Few kings understood their responsibility to follow God and lead the people to God. If you remember, these monarchies were positioned that the people insisted on having. God's original plan was to have the nation ruled by the priests, whom God ruled. This plan was rejected, and the results were and would still be devastating. Those who know God's plan and ignore it because they have a better idea are really fools at best. You would think that we have learned through history that those nations who ignore God are in big trouble. But I don't think we have. Once again, once people get into positions of power and authority, they begin to focus on their own power and their own authority. They begin to listen to the opiate of the people's praises. They work towards making sure that the masses enjoy what they do and like them and keep them in power. And before you know it, they'll say anything and do anything to be in authority over other people. What they don't realize is that ultimately, every leader will answer to God for how they lead. And if those leaders have ignored God and have ignored his ways, they will pay a price for it. And the price will be something they wish they wouldn't pay. Every national leader, regardless of what nation they're a leader for, will stand before God about the decisions they make that affect the common people that they rule. Only those leaders who turn people's hearts to God will be told, well done. Those who turn people's hearts away from God, those who turn people's hearts to fear, fearing the king and fearing what might happen to them if they don't listen to the king, will wish that they would have led in a different manner and pointed people to God. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch. Goodbye for now.